o'clock. Good morning. Got the sun trying to peek through here. We are at 12 degrees right now, sitting here in the middle of the week. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday. And in studio with me, the busiest retired guy I've ever met, Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Good to have you in house.
Oh, man. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You said you were up moving snow around.
I was moving snow and planning a couple of other things, so we've got a bunch of stuff going on.
When don't you have stuff? Do you ever have a downtime throughout the year? Is there ever a time of the year when you can just relax?
Sunday afternoon on the 30th.
Give yourself one day.
There you go.
Well, do you want to do a wrap-up on the smoker? How did the smoker go for
you
guys?
It was phenomenal. I tell you what, the timing was perfect. A lot of the harvest was done.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the farmers wanted something to do, and they joined us that evening.
Weather was good?
It was very good, and we laid out enough chairs in that place where we could probably seat 400. There wasn't very many empty chairs.
I bet there wasn't.
It was phenomenal. We had a great time.
Good.
And gave away a lot of guns and a lot of other prizes and just had a super time.
Raffles and food.
Raffles
and
food.
Is kind of the way it goes down there.
Yeah. Raffles and food and firearms. How's that for a mix?
That is a mix. Did you get a head count on that at all, Greg, or an approximate or a ballpark?
Well, I'm guessing we're right in round numbers of 400.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great event.
It was, well, like I said, one of the gals that is a member does architectural design and laid out the tables for us.
Yeah.
And if we filled every single chair in the main room, it was 392 people.
Okay, so you were probably well over 400.
We were right in the 400 range.
Fantastic.
Yep. And there were people in the overflow room in the kitchen and up and moving around, and it was just a lot of fun.
Well, did you folks make any money? Because this is your big, this is your fundraiser. This is what...
Yes, we did.
Good.
Yes,
glad
we did.
To hear that.
We improved a little bit over last year.
Mm-hmm.
We had a follow-up meeting last night and kind of went through some of the financials, and things looked pretty good. We've got a couple of areas where we need to look at maybe making a few changes.
Sure.
Which is normal.
That's with everything.
Oh, yeah. And we did well.
Looking forward to next year, the 2023 edition.
We're funded for the year, I'll say that.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear it, because that's really what that's all about.
That really is. That takes care of everything that the club does throughout the year and keeps us going.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there.
So, again, I call you the busiest retired guy I know. You've got, you're a big part of Wild Game Show, have been for years, and that's coming up again the way it should be, live at the community center.
Absolutely. Yep. Wild Game Show, November 18th. It's coming up this next Friday.
Right.
Yeah. And we've had some planning meetings on that, and anybody that shows up for that is going to have a good time as well.
As always,
Oh, yeah. And the big games are back.
Yeah.
There's some side games and a few surprises.
I bet.
Yeah.
You've been the voice of that Wild Game Show night for how many years now?
Oh, man.
You've been doing it for a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. I can't tell you exact number, but when I was on the board for the zoo quite a few years ago, this whole thing started to roll, and I got involved and just kind of stayed there.
Well, and you're kind of nice at bringing the Sportsman's Club and the zoo together, too. I know you guys work in tandem a lot.
We do. We actually, at the smoker, we had a specific raffle for the zoo, and then we make a donation to their wild game night as well.
Sure.
So, yeah, we're
one hand washes the other.
We're partners. Yeah, they help us with projects. We help them with different things. It works out really well.
So nothing ever stays standing still too long for the Sportsman's Club. Now that the smoker's kind of passed, what have you guys got coming up?
Two things. Actually running right now.
Okay.
Where's my sheet? There we go. We've been doing this for a number of years, and we're actually collecting hides for habitat. And we're also providing a service where we have a big dumpster out at the Tractor Supply parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for collecting hides.
Right.
And also for collecting carcasses. Mm-hmm. So if people want to harvest a deer or elk or whatever it might be, and want to take care of it themselves, they need to figure out, what do I do with the leftovers? Well, we've got a spot for you.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to Tractor Supply. There's a big roll-off out there, and that's where you can put your carcass.
You've had a good response to that.
Yes,
the past couple of years you've done
it. We have. Mm-hmm. The thing that really told us we're doing the right thing is after I think it was the second year, the local game warden came to us and said, you know, you're doing the right thing because I'm getting a lot less complaints about having carcasses dumped out in the shelter belts.
Good to hear.
Which was, yeah, we're mm-hmm. doing the right thing.
Sure.
And we've got hide collection. We collect the hides and sell those, and that helps pay for the dumpsters, so it's kind of a self-sufficient thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of them. There's two locations, Tractor Supply, and we have the carcass and hide dumpster out there, and then over at Blazer Express, we've got a hide dumpster over there. So you're welcome to use it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be respectful to the property owners.
They're helping us.
We want to make sure that we keep things clean for them.
Right. Great service.
The other thing that we're doing, excuse me a second, is if you harvest an animal, a deer, an elk, or whatever, and for whatever reason are not able to process that animal,
mm-hmm.
we've got a way that we can help you out.
Really?
If you take that to either Manoc Meats or Fairmont Lockers and tell them that this is for the Sportsman Against Hunger program, mm-hmm. what they'll do is they will process that deer, and all of that meat will go to the food pantry.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a program. We're working with a group up in Fargo,
mm-hmm.
Community Action Partners,
mm-hmm.
and they help us with the financial cost of doing that.
Sure.
We pay for the processing, and then we do a cost share with them.
Nice. Nice. It helps to have friends, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This partner thing is really working out well.
And it goes to our food pantry, better yet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got one more.
Sure. I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you have just one more.
Well, for now.
Okay, for now.
How's that?
Well, again, always an open door for the Sportsman's Club.
Okay.
So.
We're also a partner with the Richland County Wildlife Club, and they're having a fundraiser coming up on December 3rd
mm-hmm.
of this year. Hankinson Community Center. Tickets are available, live auction, general raffle, gun boards, and so on. And they sent me
a whole bunch of tickets.
Well, a book of tickets.
All right.
For you to give away on your trivia.
Morning trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We can dress this up.
All right.
With this. Yeah, Richland County Wildlife Club Banquet.
Absolutely.
December 3rd, folks.
December
so get 3rd, that on your
Community
calendar.
Center. Doors open at 5. Meal served at 6. And it's a fun night again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have
don't
a great
you guys
time.
Have fun?
Yeah, those Richland County's working on a couple of projects down there, and they're partnered up with the Clay Target League through the high school,
mm-hmm.
and they're working on putting together a shooting range for that program.
Okay.
So this is the fundraiser that's going to help them do that.
Fantastic. We will definitely have a good time with that on trivia.
I'm sure you will.
You got to think of some. I'm going to go back and hunt around for some hunting questions, too. Kind of make it appropriate.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm going to swing back to the smoker a little bit.
Yeah, do that. Go ahead.
A couple of thank yous to send out there. We had just a phenomenal amount of volunteers that helped us that night. We had plenty of help. A few of them stepped up. They weren't even club members. Said, yeah, I'll give you a hand.
You got a lot of friends, Greg.
We try.
Yeah, that is a popular club.
Our core for that smoker, Kurt Mund, Becky Truesdale, Rich Truesdale, Justin Krantz, Abby Carlson, and Kelly Carlson. They're the core that makes that thing run.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a phenomenal job this year.
Got it all together.
Oh, yeah. It's not 2 days ahead. It's like 2 months ahead of work to
mm-hmm.
make that happen. And then all the businesses that helped us with donations, we had approximately 20 businesses and individuals that stepped up, became sponsors. And then I want to thank everybody that showed up.
Yeah.
Without people coming to the event, it's not going to do any good. But thanks everybody that showed up. I mean, it was so much fun.
Do you get any sleep on the Friday before? Because I know how wound up you get about this event too.
What is that?
I was going to ask you that. When in your retirement do you find time to sleep?
Let's see, about 1 o'clock till 4 in the morning, and then we're up and going.
Right,
know.
That is variable. I love that.
It's all right, almost like Wayne Beyer, because I used to get emails from him at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I do too. It's like, when do you sleep?
Yeah, that's where it is. So.
Yeah.
But again, thanks everybody that was involved in the smoker, the volunteers, the people that came out and enjoyed the evening and played all the games. Appreciate it very much.
All right. And you got things coming up in the winter, too, because, again, that's a club that really doesn't sit still.
The next one will be early February, and that will be the High Camp Ice Fishing Derby.
I was going to say that, yeah.
We'll be talking more about that when
Absolutely.
We get closer.
Yeah, stop back and visit anytime, Greg Drew.
We'll do.
Red River Area Sportsman's Club, another phenomenal smoker. Looking forward to the 2023 edition. It's 9:18 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Partly cloudy sky and 12 degrees. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Breckenridge Senex. Now is a great time to start thinking about protecting your recreational vehicles and equipment. Stock up on Splash RV Antifreeze at any one of our four locations, and we would like to thank you for your continued patronage.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern.